Coming to you loud and proud, live from the heart of Belito. It's your local station, 88 FM. And from anti-heroes to antique heroes. And looking at what's hot and happening on the Dolphin Coast. And you've heard the word. I've been mentioning over the last couple of days that if you're looking for something fun and unusual to explore, particularly with this summer festive season on the cards, if you're looking for a day out for the family, for the kids, something to entertain, and something where you might find a treasure or two waiting for you, well, there's a place called the Vintage Barn, a mix between a kind of an American picker's barn and a good old South African pud stall, offering really cool retro, vintage, and classic treasures, restored furniture, and a great man cave department too, to name but a few of its many facets and attractions. But to give you the full picture, we've got the lady behind the Vintage Barn in the house with us this morning. Megan Allen joins us on a Tuesday morning, fresh from the barn. And Megan, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, Mike. Awesome day. Really a privilege to be here today.
Great to have you. I'm excited to get into the story behind this awesome local treasure that is the Vintage Barn. And it's something that has been... I first noticed it on social media where people were posting little, like, have you been out to this place on the weekend? Firstly, the milkshakes got my attention. I saw pictures of these really cool milkshakes from your famous milkshake bar, and the retro sweeties aisle too that the kids seem to love. But then the bigger picture started to emerge, and people started to post things that, like, cool finds, things that they discovered, blasts from the past. And that's what the Vintage Barn does so well. But tell us, how did this concept for the Vintage Barn come into being? Where did it all begin?
So Mike, Craig and I, my husband Craig, we have always been avid lovers of a kind of a pot style vibe. We're good road trippers. We love a good road trip. In 2019, we kind of had a change of life in terms of the work that we did. We opened a house moving business, Craig's Van.
Craig's Van. This is also famous around Belito. People know Craig's Van.
And, you know, we soon discovered that when people move houses, they discard things. They do kind of a clean up and they discard perfectly good things.
Yeah.
And or they sell them or whatever. And in between the free time, at that point there was still free time in Craig's day while we built the business. I don't know where that went.
Yeah.
But in his free time, he would then take this discarded piece of furniture and make it new. You know, wow. Discovered new skills. And so we soon just found that we had a house full of stuff. And we had to start doing something with it. So,
and some of the stuff, I mean, that people seem to have been discarding, some of it is like really interesting, unique, retro, one-off, and really quirky. I mean, like treasure, yeah, treasure.
You can't actually believe what little value some people give to things, but we take that little value and we turn it into really good something to behold.
Wow, but you know, there is a resurgence, this idea of thrifting and like upcycling, and you have shows on TV, some of the most popular shows on like the History Channel, it's that American Pickers kind of thing, people looking for something really different and discarded, but if you do it up, if you polish it up, and it's got history, it's got a story behind it, and you've managed to collect enough of these things and curate them in the space that it's just full of like stories and history and memories and nostalgia. Hey?
Yeah, nostalgia is a good word, because I think in this world of commercialism and you know, excess and leading up to things like Black Friday,
yeah.
I think that people hanker often in nostalgia in a big way. Where times were a little bit simpler and a little bit less complicated.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the kind of vibe you get when you walk into the barn.
And looking at, I mean, this exercise where you say, you know, you were during this process of collecting and picking up really interesting pieces, within 18 months you had quite a lot of stuff.
We had about 5 storerooms full of stuff by then, and it
wow.
became really difficult. I was running from storeroom to try and sell things, you know, because, well, now you've got to pay for the storerooms as well. And people wanted these things. Marketing is also my game, so I was able to market them. And so we opened our first little store, Craig Seconds.
Yes.
The quaint little shop in the Crest Business Park. It went really well, but just not enough foot traffic there, and also we just outgrew it.
Yeah,
you just it was too small. So I said to Craig, we really need that barn. That's our dream.
That proper pub style countryside vibe.
Absolutely. Really difficult to find in this part of the woods. So we would drive Belita for quite a few months, drive around all sorts of places around here. And eventually on Colesheen Estate, I said to Craig, we need to be here. In fact, there's even a barn, but there was someone in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I just I phoned up Wayne and I said, we want to open a barn. Do you have a piece of land for us? Can we talk? And he said, actually, I've got one. The tenant's leaving and let's chat.
So the stars kind of aligned and it was meant to be, obviously.
There's this saying, it was Guti. He turned around once and he said, you know, once you're committed to something, providence follows. And wow. Doors really have just opened up for us. Craig and I are very passionate about what we do. We're very hands-on people. We're very involved in everything we do, and providence has certainly followed.
There you go. Doors have opened. Barn doors have opened. So let's look at what is the vintage barn. What exactly can one expect to find at your special place?
So furniture, obviously, that's our prime offering, and we have both unrestored and restored furniture. So at the shed, you can find the pieces as they come into the yard. You know, you kind of find some unfinished pieces there. You get a few good bargains.
Awesome. And this is something someone was talking to us the other day and saying, you know, if you're moving from a furnished place suddenly and your lease is up or whatever and you're moving into a new place now unfurnished and you need to get furniture, where do you go? Well, here's a really good option for you, the vintage barn.
Absolutely. We even give you the knives and forks for your for your table.
You
In the barnyard itself, we've got some really old, proper rusty old farmyard relics, you know, some old plows dating back to the late 1800s.
Wow.
And water pumps and all sorts of interesting things. A couple of old phone booths, you know, that you can bring your children and the kids look at this and just have no idea, you know, what these are. Inside the barn, there's really just everything. There's, as I said, refurbished furniture. I've got a fantastic library. I'm an avid reader, so I get my own personal library. There's a couple of comfortable chairs to sit. We've got thrifted clothing, a small section, but we've got some great thrifted clothing. We've got some kiddies' toys, and we actually created a little area for the kids to sit and play with these toys. They can build blocks, they can read books, because parents like to shop.
Absolutely. So you can really take your time and really browse all of the offering, because there's so much. There's layers of amazing stuff to sift through.
The trick is to keep the kids from the sweetie table, which doesn't happen. Bring them in expecting a treat.
Yeah, yeah.
The man cave section, we've got some really good old man cave relics, some new stuff as well. We don't only stock the old, we get in quite a lot of new stock. We've got pub light signs, we get retro posters,
cool.
All that kind of thing. But also some good relics. Craig is very handy and he makes a couple of his own things, you know. He makes crates, wooden crates and herb planters and all sorts of things.
That's awesome. But if you're looking for a... I'm thinking, because we're heading into Christmas gifting time now, you know, if you're looking for something that's different, that's unusual, with some character, something for that man cave, you'll definitely find a cool gift for a guy at the vintage barn.
Absolutely. And our goods are not in junk status, you know, we stock good things, good quality.
In good nick. And of course, I mentioned that famous milkshake bar. The coffee is great as well. You talked about the sweetie aisle, and there's a smell of popcorn. We've got a popcorn machine going as you walk in. So there's a real, there's an ambiance and a really cool retro vintage vibe to the whole thing. It's an experience, and it's more than just a kind of pop in, pop out kind of thing. You really want to linger and take your time to go through all of the different corners and offering on offer, eh?
Absolutely, and I think important also is just to bring your kids. You know, the kids don't know the old times.
Yeah.
You know, our things like a pair of drive-in speakers. The kids look at this and they've just got no idea.
What is this?
Absolutely, it's quite funny.
And when I was there recently, it was really interesting to hear, you know, all the stories, all the explanations as the kids get told, you know, taken back in time. This is what we used to use when we
and they can't believe it. They're like, no ways.
And it just brings back all these memories from decades gone by. A really, really cool experience. And I'm sure that, you know, you've got a couple of pieces that stand out in your mind, unique old pieces that you've come across over the course of collecting and curating. Do you have any really exciting finds that you're really proud of?
There's so many. Something that stands out is we've got an old Leonard fridge, fully refurbished. So if you take your modern current Smeg fridge, where that originated from was like the 1940s, 50s, when they really did them properly.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful old Leonard fridge refurbished in a stunning soft green, beautiful piece of furniture.
Does it work?
It works, fully refurbished.
Wow.
Fully refurbished. We've got an old barber's chair that I think is probably from late 1800s.
Okay, like the real old
wooden barber's chair.
Holy moly.
We've got something recently that came across us, our path, Bible, a Dutch Bible that was printed in 1865.
So it's like the real historic stuff that's really here, not just retro.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, just to hold that is such a pleasure.
That's incredible. And you mentioned, you know, the things like the drive-in speakers. I loved looking at your camera selection of vintage analog cameras.
I've got a seriously cool camera collection.
You really, really do. And if that's your jam, then you need to pop on through to the Vintage Barn. And I also hear that you do fantastic market days at the barn, and there are some coming up on the calendar. Tell me about your market days.
We do a car boot market on the first Sunday of every month.
A real car boot market,
a proper traditional car boot market. So, you know, being mindful that we're trying to get people to thrift. You know, thrifting is a multi-billion-dollar industry worldwide, and there's a reason for that. You know, whether it's the nostalgia or trying to not be wasteful, looking after the planet, and we're trying to encourage this culture of thrifting. So we want to be known ultimately as a destination where people will come from all over KZN and thrift from their car boots and on our premises, you know. So
wicked.
Yeah.
So the first Sunday of every month is that car boot market day.
Absolutely. And we've got some food vendors. We have a musician that comes and rocks with us. We've got all sorts of great good things happening, some kids entertainment, and it's just really an awesome morning out in the countryside.
Super. So the next one will be on the 4th of December. That is the first Sunday of the new month, am I right?
Yes, 4th of December. And then also in December we have a Christmas market where we're opening it a bit broader to some crafters. We've got a great lineup already. That's on Saturday, the 17th of December.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So there's another cool thing to add to your calendar for the summer season ahead. And for those that want to get in touch, find out a bit more, maybe even book a spot to open their car boot and be part of the market fun, can folks get in touch with you directly?
Yes, absolutely. If you go to our website, thevintagebarn.co.za, you'll find all the contact details there. There's a map. There's our social media buttons. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram.
Couldn't be easier. And your opening hours weekly, what are we looking at?
At the moment, we open Tuesday to Sunday, so on Monday we put our feet up and rest.
Okay, so yesterday was your Sunday.
Today's our Monday. It's a good way to start a Monday.
Yeah.
In season we will probably just do away with the Monday, and we'll rest in February.
Yeah.
We open 9 to 4:30 in the week. Weekends we open to 3 on a Saturday and to 2 on a Sunday. Again, just watch our social media, because this is the first season that we are going into. We only opened in July this year, and we will probably extend those hours over weekends particularly.
Fantastic. So, yeah, definitely get onto social media like right now, Instagram or Facebook, under the Vintage Barn Bolito. You will find the pages. Otherwise, that little web page, thevintagebarn.co.za, with the map and the links and the numbers. There's a lot happening in this part of the world over the next couple of weeks. And if you're heading through, for example, this week to the Christmas Country Fair, it's just right next door, right around the corner. So pop on through to the Vintage Barn while you're there, and go and browse the offerings, the memories, and the retro vintage coolness that is waiting for you right here on the Dolphin Coast. And Megan, super excited for your first season with the Vintage Barn. I know it's going to be an absolutely bumper one, and hopefully there's going to be lots of treasures discovered, lots of interesting Christmas gifting discoveries being made, and we know that you'll continue to discover really unique and exciting pieces, and to show them in the light that they deserve, right?
Thank you. Yeah, I think so. I think we certainly do expect a bumper season. We've done everything we can to prepare. You know, we are find ourselves in a great spot next to Sugar Rush Park, across from the Cane Driving Range on the Collishine Estate. It's an awesome place to be for a morning. There's so much to do.
You heard it here on 88FM. And look, I'm going to be heading out your way this week, and I'm going to be at the Christmas Fair, so I'm definitely going to pop in for a coffee and a milkshake, and to see if I can get you to pot one of those cameras for my Christmas present. And thanks for popping in this morning, Megan. We'll see you at the Vintage Barn soon.
Thank you, Mark.
You heard it. With the drums. Keeping it classic, keeping it retro. After our chat about the Vintage Barn, here's MKTO with a tune called Classic. And don't forget to follow the Vintage Barn Bolito on Facebook and Instagram. You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you save me, who could blame me when I just wanna make you smile? I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it all like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head. Anything for you to notice, all the way to serenade you, doing it's not style. I'ma pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman, bring it glamour back, keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk you down the aisle. I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head. I never met a girl like you ever till we met. A star in the 40s and a fold in the 50s. Got me tripping out like 60s. Hippies, queen of the disco set. A 70s dream and an 80s best. Hepburn, Beyonce, Marilyn, Manson. Girl, you're timeless. Just so fast. You're over my head. I'm out of my mind. I'm thinking I'm wrong. In the wrong time. It's love and rewind. Memory was so throwbacky. That's MKTO and a tune called Classic. And with 10 minutes to go before we get to your 8 o'clock news, this is 88FM on a Tuesday morning, and this is the week, folks, where the Christmas Country Fair comes to town, kicking off this Thursday in 2 days' time. I want to see you on the ground at the fair with flair. Radio Life and Style is going to be there with 145 vendors and stall holders confirmed. This year's Fair with Flair is going to be one for the books as they celebrate their 70th birthday. The 70th birthday of the Christmas Country Fair. Can you handle it? Here's the story.
The Christmas Fair is coming back to Kolishina State, Ballito, from the 24th to the 26th of November. With 145 vendors and storeholders confirmed, this year's Fair with Flair is going to be fabulous, offering generous gifting of every description, plus freshly made deli items and homemade bakes. There's live entertainment, a children's creative area, and late shopping on Friday to celebrate the fair's 70th birthday. Tickets are just 70 Rand per person with concessions available. Book your tickets online at cricket.co.za now to avoid disappointment. Listen to the sound of the birds chirping in the canopy of trees overhead as the wind moves playfully all around, drawing you to a safe, welcoming environment. La Lela Estate in Sheffield inspires family living with 2 and 3 bedroom freestanding homes from 2.295 million rand, perfectly positioned on the KZN North Coast next to the Manor House, overlooking stunning views of natural wetlands. This is a secure estate where kids can play freely. Go to lalelaestate.com or call David on 083-236-1332 to book a personalized site tour.
Get ready, Ballito. Summer's coming, and so is Jeremy Loops at the first ever Marriott Ballito Day concert. This is one gig you won't want to miss. Hosted at the beautiful Manor House venue in Sheffield Beach, the inaugural Marriott Ballito Day will be headlined by none other than Jeremy Loops, along with Hot Water and Angus, on Saturday the 3rd of December.
Yo, people of Ballito, what is going on? It's your boy Jeremy Loops here. This is just a quick message to let you all know that I'm going to be at the Marriott Ballito Day on the 3rd of December. It's going to be epic as always, and it's been way too long. So grab your tickets and web tickets before they're all gone. Please don't leave it too late. Can't wait to see you there. We're going to have the best day. Ahoy!
Tickets are limited to just 2,000 and they're selling fast. Get yours today at Web Tickets before it's too late. Welcome in the holidays. Celebrate the end of the school year and celebrate summer at Marriott Ballito Day. Proudly brought to you by Marriott Investment Managers, along with Splashy Fen and Radio Life and Style.
Now I wrote you a letter, and I wrote to you say that my heart's been broken, and yet to blame. It's been a year, it's been a year since you come round here anymore, you sinner. And late one evening, I came past your door. I caught you in the back house with another man, you sinner. Dear, it's been a year since you come round here anymore, you sinner. Spiders creep down my sides when I sleep. It's been something I've gained. And again, when you always turn me blue. Yeah, anymore, you sinner. Yeah.